We made a secret room at a 7-Eleven and no one will ever know this exists. Why? Yesterday, I made a bet with my YouTuber friend Fede that if he found my secret room somewhere in this entire mall in 24 hours, I will surprise 3 of his subscribers with brand new iPhones.
So what happens if I don't find you?
Then you have to dye your hair green.
No way.
Yeah.
I will find you.
No, you're not gonna find me.
I will find you.
Good luck. I had only 3 hours to find a place to make my secret room before the search starts. And that's why Drew is here to help me.
Let's do this thing. We got 3 hours. We better get started now.
Okay, so we have to search this entire mall to find the best place for a secret room.
Yeah, so let's get searching.
Okay, all right, where should we start?
This way.
While Drew and I started searching, Fede wanted to get some help of his own.
Hi, Lexi.
Hi.
I need your help.
You need my help. Who are you?
We have to find Brent.
Okay, well, where is he?
He's in the mall. If we don't find him, my hair is going to turn green. I don't want that.
No, you know? I don't want that for
okay.
you either.
You gonna help me?
I'll try.
Let's go. Yeah?
Yeah, okay, let's go.
No, wait, Drew. Candy cart.
We have a whole mall and we're focused on the candy cart.
Drew was right. We needed something better. But in this mall, it was hard not to get distracted.
This is the best day of my life.
We gotta get back to work.
Drew, we only got like 2 hours left. Let's
go. Not until my game's up.
Drew, we're not gonna make a secret room in the bathroom.
Well, they would never expect it. Let's just look.
What?
Whoa. The smell would definitely scare Lexi and Betty away, which
you're honestly right with that.
It's good.
Let's just keep searching.
While searching for a hiding spot, we stumbled across an abandoned pretzel place.
Is it closed?
I think it is. If it's abandoned, we can literally go back there and make our secret room somewhere in the kitchen. Oh my gosh.
All right. We have some like cabinets right here.
Wait, let's walk back here real fast.
Oh my gosh.
Hello?
It's kind of scary in here.
Yeah, I think this is too scary to make a secret room.
Dude, this would be perfect though.
I'm freaking haunted.
So maybe this wasn't our spot, but we kept searching. Oh, there's a trampoline park. Let's check the trampoline park.
That's perfect.
So we're in the trampoline park right now. We're seeing if there's anything that could be a good hiding spot. Oh, Drew, perfect.
A trash can?
A trash can.
That's for you. My go-to hiding spots for a trampoline park would be under the trampoline, a foam pit.
All right, so we got a foam pit right here. What do you think, Drew?
All right, secret room.
All right. Anything good?
Nope, it's not looking like there's gonna be a secret room here. Did we come here to find a secret room or are we just here to jump on trampolines?
Honestly,
I think we're just here to jump on some trampolines. All right, we should probably stay on track.
But we came across some subscribers who wanted to help us out.
I know somewhere.
Really?
But it's like a party room that no one goes to.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
We could make our secret room in the happy birthday room.
The happy birthday room, I mean, it is a secret gaming room too.
Yeah, it has games, it has tables, it has couches, and it has TVs. So you guys are all subscribers, right?
Yeah!
So if you guys want to come to a trampoline park just like them with us, all you have to do is like the video and subscribe.
It's that easy.
Yeah!
Yo, there's a Target at this mall.
Yo. There's so many places we can do a secret room in Target.
I feel like we're gonna get lucky here.
All right, let's go look. I lost Drew. Don't even know where he is now.
Drew!
Brent!
What?
Look it. I might have just found our secret room.
Oh my god! I don't know if that's good enough.
Really?
How are we both gonna fit in there?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Right?
All right, Drew, what do you think about this?
What is
this? I'm not gonna lie, I think that's probably the worst idea you've ever had.
Yo, Lexi and Fede will not find us in here.
Hey guys.
I just wish we had a little bit more room in here.
It's not really a room.
I'm gonna get claustrophobic in here.
All right, let's get out of here. This isn't gonna work.
All right, here we go.
So there's also a 7-Eleven at this mall, so we're gonna check it out and see if there's a possible hiding spot for our secret room in there. The 3-hour timer was up and the search was on.
It's time to find Brent. Lexi, what do you think he is?
I mean, he could be anywhere in this entire mall. And honestly, he's not the smartest.
Vamos a buscarlo.
What?
That means we gotta go.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's go. Brent! Hey, check behind the wall, okay? He could be anywhere. Brent, you in there?
If we find Brent, I'm gonna give you guys 3 iPhones.
What am I getting out of this?
I can give you an iPhone too.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Brent!
This is sick. This place can have a lot of cool hiding spots.
We will never run out of snacks in this place.
We would have unlimited snacks and Slurpees.
Basically have everything right here, so we need to find a room.
How are you gonna do this if the worker is literally right there?
Leave it up to me. I'll distract him. You look around and see if you can find a room.
So Drew is distracting the worker. I'm gonna try and find some type of hidden room. Okay, so we could make our hidden room under this Slurpee machine. We could put a bunch of toilet paper to act as like a fort underneath here. So this could be another hiding spot. These fridges can move. So check this out. I can literally move this fridge and we can sneak in like this. Look at this. This is perfect.
Brent!
Yeah?
Come here.
What?
He's cool if we build a secret room in a store.
You're cool with it?
Oh yeah.
And he knows the perfect spot.
It's
the perfect spot. You guys
could
ask.
Oh my god!
Yeah, all we had to do was ask.
The storage room.
No way, what is it for?
Storage.
Oh. Kinda smells in here.
Yeah, it doesn't smell the best, but you know, we can make it work, right?
Yeah, no offense.
I'm kind of offended.
Oh, okay.
We can take out all these boxes and we can kind of clean all this up and then we can... Yo, Drew, what are you doing?
I'm making a slushie. What does it look like?
Dude, now's not the time.
Dude, there's always time for a slushie and it's probably free, right?
No, it's not.
What?
Once we clear this place out, we can literally make the best secret room we've ever made.
It's literally perfect. I mean, dude, thank you so much.
Okay.
Leave him alone.
Dude, I'm hyped. This is so good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna be right there out front. Whatever you guys need, just let me know.
Awesome.
No more free stuff.
I mean, deal. I'll make sure.
I'm definitely taking another Slurpee.
Dude!
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this box is so heavy.
All right, keep it going.
Oh.
I'm complaining.
All right, we're making progress.
Yo, you got the light box.
No, I'm just stronger.
While clearing out the storage room, we stumbled across something that caught our eye.
What is this? Scanned 7-Eleven items. Let's open it.
We don't have no time for this. Let's keep going.
Why?
They're gonna be here soon. We'll open it after, all right? Once the room's done, we'll open them.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
All right.
All right, we cleared everything out of this storage room, so now it is completely empty, and it is time to make this a secret room.
All right, so before we start decorating the inside of the room, I have an idea of how we can make this entrance to the room hidden so that no one can find us.
Now how?
Not free.
I get it, I'm sorry.
Bro.
I'm hungry, we're in a 7-Eleven.
Why do you keep stealing the snacks?
No, I'm sorry.
I lost Lexi, but I think one of these can open a secret door. Okay, I gotta find Lexi. Lexi! Where? Oh, Lexi! Where were you?
I was here smelling stuff.
I was so scared. What is this?
Smell it. It smells amazing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. Okay, enough games. We have to find Brent, okay?
You're right. Let's go.
We bought a fridge identical to the ones they have in the store. Then we cut a hole through the back of it to act as our entrance to our secret room. Once we had our entrance, we had to disguise it with drinks to make it look like it's ordinary fridge in the store.
We haven't found Brent, but we did find pretzels.
Yay!
Have you seen anyone named Brent?
Yeah, I actually have. He actually ran over there like an hour ago.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Let's go!
No.
Wait, my pretzels. Let's go, Brent!
Brent!
Where are you?
Brent, that's Brent?
This looks nothing like Brent. Brent? Yeah, no. Okay, he might be back there. Let's try.
Brent!
Oh, it was a ghost! Look at that! Dude, it looks like a normal fridge. Brent, this is a fridge. How do we stop people from opening it like Fetty and Lexi? I guess that works, right?
Shall we go inside the secret room?
Yes, we shall.
All right, here we go.
Oh my god, this is so sick. All right, you go first.
All right. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Oh my god!
Bro, this is huge!
I cannot wait to make this place look so cool.
I don't think Lexi and Fetty are gonna find us.
Now that we have disguised the front of the room, it is time to go shopping to get some supplies for this secret room.
All right, let's bring some of this stuff in and start decorating.
We were making good progress, but we knew we had to speed things up since Lexi and Fetty were making their way across the mall.
I have one thing to say. Fetty, you better be ready for your hair to be green.
Green's gonna look good on you.
We have an empty mini fridge and no snacks, so we're gonna go shop in the 7-Eleven and stack this place up.
Let's do it.
Let's go shop.
Definitely taking a few of these.
All right. Hey, make sure you grab some Prime. Wait. Drew, we need Cheetos.
My hands are going to be full soon.
Oh my god.
More Prime.
Right here.
More Prime.
Here, Oreo.
Whatever we can stack, just get, bro.
All right, here.
They're going to be here soon.
There, let's grab that.
There we go, right here.
Oh my gosh, how are you carrying all that?
I don't know. Let's go.
Let's get a hot dog.
There we go. We have a hot dog. And then finally, we need M&M's.
M&M's. Here,
put that. Sorry about this in advance, but.
Oh my. Dude, we got so much stuff.
Do we need this?
I don't know.
So your total will be $742.89.
What?
What are you? Nah, you did that wrong.
Wait. Was that with or without the friends discount?
There's no friends discount.
Bro, come on.
You built a room in my store.
I know, and now you get to keep it after we're done with it.
Is it gonna be worth it? I'm not really sure.
All right, just back it up.
All right. Yeah, here's my card. $700, Drew.
Thank you, Brent.
Oh, of course.
Also, no thanks to you.
Bro, you charge us so much.
We finally finished.
We did it.
I honestly did not think that we would get this done in time, but we did. Check this out.
Let's just say we want a Prime, right?
Okay.
Open up the fridge, but what is that?
Oh.
Why don't you go check it out, Brent?
Oh my god. Dude, this is sick.
I think it's about time we give him a room.
room tour.
All right, what do we got?
Starting off with obviously a popcorn machine.
Oh, of course.
Every secret room has to have a popcorn machine.
Uh-huh, and then we got three monitors with a PS5.
Full mini fridge, of course, stacked with all our favorite drinks.
Some snacks and a candy machine.
I'm not gonna lie, this came out way better than I expected it to.
This has to be like the best work we've ever done.
So now that we have finished, it's only fair that we show our favorite 7-Eleven cashier. Are you ready to see it?
I'm so ready.
Oh, he's gonna be like blown away.
So open that fridge. That opens. And then check this out.
Whoa. The fact that this was a storage room like 2 hours ago, right? Like, does this not look way better?
100%, this is insane.
Here, well, help yourself to the snack.
Forgetting we were in an actual store with actual shoppers, we had some unexpected guests.
Is that the YouTuber you were telling me about, Mason?
Yeah, I'm Rivera.
How did you guys find it?
The Prime door was open.
Okay.
I've never seen a Prime door open before, so why not check it out?
Oh, cool.
I guess so, yeah.
Fetty, what are you doing? We have to keep looking for Brent.
Ay, Dios mío, I just wanna have fun. Come on, Lexi.
I'm not getting on that, I'm not fun.
Woo! Yeah!
See, Lexi, I told you this was fun.
You're so right, Betty. Woo! Woo! Did we just crash?
I think so. Mom's gonna kill me.
Okay, come on, let's keep looking.
While they were both still messing around, we had some time to open those banned 7-Eleven items we found in the storage room.
You can't tell anyone about this. I mean, I'll lose my job.
Your secret?
Safe with us.
Safe with us.
Oh my god.
They have a 5-pound gummy bear?
Why is this banned?
They said something about kids going a little...
crazy?
Crazy is the word.
I mean, octopus in olive oil?
Fitness enthusiasts, they would demand this, like, specifically.
Oh no!
Oh! Look how nasty this is.
Jar full of sardines.
Ew!
Oh!
No!
7-Eleven has sold some weird things.
There's a bunch of foreign snacks in here.
Oh, yeah, these are from Lay's China, and this was unbelievably spicy.
This is spicy flavor, and this is seaweed flavor. Time to try the spicy.
Oh, yeah, oh, oh my god. Oh my god, that's so spicy.
Okay, here we go, seaweed flavor chips.
I don't know if I like it.
I kinda like it.
Seaweed just shouldn't be a chip.
All right, let's see what else is in here. We have lasagna crickets and jalapeno garlic crickets. Why did 7-Eleven ban selling crickets?
I can answer that. No one would buy it.
Time to try the lasagna cricket. 3, 2, 1.
Wait, are these still alive? Because I think it's jumping.
Doesn't taste anything like lasagna. Well, if you don't like lasagna flavored crickets, they also have jalapeno garlic and cotton candy flavored crickets.
Some dessert.
Try it.
Ew.
Cotton candy flavor there at all.
I'm glad this is banned.
All right, so we have Atomic Ghost Chili Chocolate.
Hottest chocolate in the entire world.
You sold this in the store.
Yes, we did.
And so why did you ban it?
What do you think?
I'm not taking a bite of that. It's gonna like actually burn our mouth off.
Here we go, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my god.
It's good.
So hot.
Why are you having a late reaction?
Oh my god.
That's worse than the freaking chips.
Oh my god, it's so hot.
Yo, these suck.
Anyone?
Oh my god, it's actually hot.
Anyone?
It's like burning my throat.
Well, I can understand why all these products are banned, so let's get back to hiding so Lexi and Fede don't find us. If they come in that door, you need to cover for us.
You got it.
All right. From here, Lexi and Fede had only 2 hours to find me and Drew.
Oh, he might be in the restroom.
Hey, why don't you go check, like, by yourself, though?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, wrong bathroom.
Brent!
No!
So while we have a little bit of time, I invited the Ashtons over to meet us here at the 7-Eleven, and we're gonna see if they can find this secret room without us telling them where it is.
Because if they don't find it, Lexi and Fede aren't gonna be able to find it either.
That's right!
Alright.
They should be here any minute. Let's go see.
So can we get anything for free?
You know what? No.
Now that we're friends, come on, we've been hanging out for the past couple hours.
Oh, hey guys! What's going on?
Not much.
So right now we're trying to hide from my friend Fede and my sister Lexi. So we made a secret room somewhere in the 7-Eleven. And to make sure it's good enough, we need you guys to try and find it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm capable of that.
It's not that easy, y'all. I feel like you guys are planning this to be easy.
Yeah.
True. I know exactly where it is. Excuse me, sir.
Have you seen this guy do anything suspicious in your store recently?
Not at all. He's not a suspicious person.
Guys, you cannot try and get it out of him, okay?
How is that here, bro? Like,
Wait, let's
go. He's dropped it. Hey, guys, no. You can't
sorry.
Do that.
Sorry.
Guys, haha, you got in trouble.
Come on, try and find it.
Can we get a hint?
Let's just say, are you guys thirsty at all?
Oh, Ashton.
Guys, that's obviously not a secret room.
But it's a slushy machine.
Okay, and?
I want a slushy.
We found the dumbest people to find the room.
Here's another hint, okay? Uh-huh. If you're thirsty, where do you go to get a drink?
Oh my God.
Back there.
Maybe it's back there.
Okay, you guys are getting close.
Why are all the primes here? And all the drinks are scattered here. Let's open it up.
Dude.
Wait, Brent, is this it?
This is it.
Can we go inside?
Go for it.
Dude, check it out.
Oh my God.
You guys found
what
it.
What the
heck? Wait, can we eat some of the snacks?
Go for it.
Oh my God. I'm actually surprised they found it.
It only took them 25 minutes and 2 hints to find it.
Yeah,
this is the ultimate game room.
You guys have candy machines in here?
Yeah.
Lexi and Fede are still looking for us right now in the mall.
No way they find
us. They're not what we're saying.
You think they're not going to be able to find us?
Not at all.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
about.
Thanks,
Brent.
Hey.
You guys cannot be eating all my candy though, for real.
Yeah. There you go, Brent.
Nah, you guys can get out.
With only 20 minutes left for Lexi and Fede to find us, they were getting dangerously close to our hiding spot.
Quick, Fede, put this on.
Why?
Because it's part of the hunt.
How is this gonna help us to find Brent?
It won't. I just wanted to see you put this on.
Brent, are you in there?
Brent is not that fit.
Brent!
Whoa!
You do that.
Fede, catch.
Lexi, por favor, deja de jugar. Estoy harto. Ayúdame a buscar a Brent. Necesito que el pelo no se me ponga verde porque me voy a morir, en serio.
Okay, I don't speak Spanish, but I know when someone's mad. Sorry.
Since Lexi and Fede's location were still on the other side of the mall, we decided to have some fun while we waited.
So, I'm dressed up as a clown and we're gonna scare some people when they open up the fridge.
Guys, you're gonna scare my customers?
Well, I mean, we're just gonna
Let's do it.
All right! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about!
So it looks like two customers just walked into the store.
This is gonna be fun.
Dude, I can't believe you let us do this.
I mean, I have to. This is way too interesting to say no to.
Oh my God.
Were you guys expecting that?
No.
Guys, just trying to get a prime?
Yeah.
But soon enough, Lexi and Fede entered the store. It was time to hide and stay as quiet as possible.
We kind of have to find Brent, so hopefully he's in the store.
They're here. I hear Lexi's voice. Dude, I didn't think they would make it to the store.
They're searching the store right now. Just don't go near the fridge.
Maybe here.
Yeah, hide behind the fridge.
Maybe the fridge?
They're checking the fridges.
R says do not open, so hopefully they won't. Hopefully they'll listen.
Wait, what would you do if you saw a sign that says do not open?
I'd probably open it.
Right?
Brent?
Maybe the cashier?
Yeah.
Oh, they're talking to the 7-Eleven worker. He better not give up our spot.
Have you seen somebody named Brent? He has brown hair.
No.
You
no idea. No idea. No.
I think he's lying.
Yeah, you kind of look like.
Let me check.
Yes.
Brent, are you in there?
There's nothing behind there.
No, I think he's right. He's not lying.
I have so much confidence that they're not gonna be able to find us.
As long as we're quiet, there's no way they look inside the fridge.
Literally, if they don't find us in 10 minutes, then we win.
Then his hair's gonna be green.
Betty, this is not the time for a slushie. We have 10 minutes left. Is it good?
Mm-hmm. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Have to keep looking.
Yeah, let's keep looking. Come on.
Are they getting a slushie right now?
They're doing the same thing as I did. There's always time for a slushie.
What?
They're not open.
Why does this one have a sign and none of the other ones do? Excuse me? Why can we not open this one?
Oh, there's definitely nothing behind there. Please don't open it.
I'm gonna go ahead and open it now.
He's an idiot. That's not obvious at all.
Oh my God.
No!
How did they find us? It's because of the 7-Eleven worker saying there's nothing behind there.
Wow.
Oh my God.
This is incredible.
Do you like it?
Yeah, so cool.
All right, welcome to the crib. What gave our spot away?
The do not open sign, and the cashier is not a good liar.
You guys found us. You don't have to dye your hair green.
But I do have to give 3 of your subscribers brand new iPhones.
Yes!
So guys, if you're a subscriber, like the video and comment down below your Instagram, and you have a chance to win.
Make sure you guys check out the video we did on Fede's channel right here, and I'll see you guys next week. Adios, amigos.